Chapter 58, in which the Emperor feels a dark joy.
Come, boy. See for yourself,
croaks the Emperor, and Luke can't help obeying. He walks closer to the window and sees the trap being sprung. The Imperial fleet splits open like the Rancor's jaws to crush and swallow the rebels. At this distance, the deaths of individual X-Wing pilots are nothing more than brief red flashes. It's all silent. It's all out there in the vacuum of space, on the other side of this meter-thick glass.
From here, you will witness the final destruction of the Alliance,
spits the Emperor.
And the end of your insignificant rebellion.
And Luke can do nothing. Or can he? His eyes flick back to the throne. His lightsaber is still there. Ah, but the Emperor has been waiting for this. He finds space battles rather dull, but the battle here, in the throne room, is what really brings him joy. He pats the lightsaber, almost lovingly, with his gnarled hand, and he smiles.
You want this, don't you? The hate is swelling in you now. Take your weapon. Use it. I am unarmed. Strike me down with it.
Luke turns back to the window, but the Emperor knows he is still thinking about the lightsaber.
Give in to your anger. With each passing moment, you make yourself more my servant.
No, says Luke, turning to face the two Sith lords.
It is unavoidable. It is your destiny,
the Emperor says gently.
You, like your father, are now mine.
Luke looks at his father, standing obediently by the throne, silent except for the continual clicks and wheezes of his respirator. And then he turns back to the window. What he sees there is a nightmare.